welcome. You have tuned into WWGH 107.1 FM radio. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of this program is called A Voice of a People, and this program is live. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH, laptops, computers, iPhones, or cell phones. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. Again, for questions or comments, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, location 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, location is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce market, every second Saturday of every month, time 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide name and number of people in their family. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you, and they are out of LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And I try to have a thought for you. Thought of today is called Honesty and Clarity. Honesty does not mean simply speaking your mind. Honesty means to be very clear about everything going on inside you. Where there is honesty, feelings become pure and clean. Honesty is where there are no other thoughts or feelings inside other than those that God Himself would have. Such clarity is reflected in your words. They will be filled with the power of truth and spoken with ease and without hesitation. The genuine honesty cultivated within you is what will reach out and touch others. Yeah, I can say amen to that. And now turn my attention to my guest today, H. Good. I know many of you have been waiting for him to return. He had to cancel a couple of weeks ago because him and his family were in a car accident, but he's here today. And how are you today?
Miss Linda, I am doing fantastic. It's good to be here today. And I do apologize. A couple of weeks ago, you are right. My wife was in a car accident. And thankfully, she is okay. The kids were not with her. But she's okay. And all the other drivers that were involved are good. And so we are here today and just Amen. Ready to bring some good energy and partner with you. And I'm just grateful to be here.
I'm glad that you could make it, and I'm so grateful that your wife got out of that accident without being hurt. There's so many going on, and people driving fast, not paying attention because it's summertime, sun shining, everybody think they can just drive however they want to drive.
Yes.
Cell phones is a big one.
And yes.
A big culprit.
Yes.
Oh, my, my, my.
Yes.
And if you have forgotten, H. Good is the author of Just Quit, It Will Make You Feel Better. He is also the founder and president of Good Solutions Staffing and Hire, a staffing and professional development company. The mission of his organization is to build a healthy culture with companies and organizations. And I know your book, Just Quit, has much to say about why you're here today, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does.
How you made your way to be the author of this book.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so, you know, how do I want to say this? I'm looking at a quote here, and one thing that I have learned in the last few years is that we all have setbacks.
Yes.
You can have vision, you can have goals, but we all are going to experience setbacks. And I think, I really believe there is a myth out there. I will say that I was not ready for the setbacks that we had encountered, you know, starting this business. But if you can go into any endeavor that you, something that you are looking to accomplish, if it's a God dream or just something that you believe you want to accomplish, something that you believe is going to contribute to society. I mean, it could be something as simple as, you know, getting a degree, or not that that's simple, or it could be something as simple as I want to, you know, drive a certain car, or I want to start an orphanage. There is always going to be resistance and setbacks.
Right.
And just because you have a setback does not mean it's time to quit. And just because things get hard doesn't mean it's time to quit. And so that's what the book is about. It talks about, I had an excuse, Linda, to quit.
Right.
And most people who I know who when I read or when I look at documentaries, most people do quit. And so there was just something in me. There was, you know, I've shared this with you before, just having that supportive wife who believed in the dream.
Right.
And she was not, my wife was not someone who was like a mother, like, you need to get out there. And, but she was just someone that said, we need to stay in the game, even though we're in a very hard place, you know, being homeless, not really knowing where we were going to go for several weeks after we had to move out of our home. You know, having Michelle there by my side and saying, no, we need to stay in the game.
Right.
I didn't go through all of this just to quit. That was huge in my life.
Right. I'm sure it was. That was a good incentive.
Oh,
coming from her.
Yes, because, you know, I've shared this before as well. I always, and you know, I always felt like, hey, you know, my business, we invested all this money. We invested around $200,000 to $300,000 in this company. And for us to be in a position where we don't know where we're going to live, mm-hmm. that was traumatic.
Oh, yeah.
And
that would be. Been in that situation before.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not good. It's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
Not knowing where your food is going to come from, and you've been, you know, accustomed to living a certain lifestyle, and people who know you are accustomed to seeing you win. Mm-hmm. You're accustomed to winning, and then, you know, you're in a place where you're not sure what tomorrow holds.
Right, absolutely.
But you know, we live in a land where there are opportunities that abound.
Right.
And you know, it's really all about what your mindset is. It really is about your mindset, and whatever you fill your mind with, that's what you're going to produce. And if you're going to win, if you're going to be able to overcome any mountain or any setback, there has to be a belief. There has to be a knowing, a seeing where you want to be. Now, for me, I believe that God gave me a vision.
Okay.
And so that's been the driving force. Yes.
Okay.
And so now that I have the vision, here's the other myth. Just because you believe God has given you a vision, or just because somebody may have, you know, given you an encouraging word saying, you know, I see you doing this, we still have to work with that vision. We still have to put our hands to the plow.
Right.
And work and take the necessary steps to see that thing come to pass. And I think sometimes, I know for me, I'll just speak for me, I can't speak for other people, knowing where you've had someone, you know, give you a word that they believe, you know, they are sharing with you about where they see God taking you, I've always thought that, well, God said it, That means it's going to happen, and that means it's going to be smooth sailing.
Yeah, you think that, right?
That's what you think.
Yeah, you're right.
And it encourages you when somebody says, who doesn't know you, that they see you doing this or that, or right. You have a vision, and because you're a man of faith, and because you're standing on the promises of God, right. we believe that somehow it may be easier than someone who isn't ascribing to our faith or something like that. But I believe it may be even a little bit more difficult. I don't want to get off on a rabbit trail, but there's resistance.
Yes.
There's an enemy out there, mm-hmm. that's not mythical.
Right.
That doesn't want to see you or I succeed. Why? Because what I do when I do a training, or when I when I'm out there and people are asking me questions about, well, how did you get to this point? How have you been able to? I give glory to God.
Right. And that's what the enemy does not want him to get all the glory.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
That's what the fight is about. And it's a fierce fight. And I tell people the battle is real.
It is real.
It hasn't disappeared.
That's right.
We're fighting every day for our lives.
Every day.
Our families' lives. Your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how many children do you have?
So I have three. Yep, I have three beautiful children. Ava, Aaron, and Aria. Hopefully they're listening today. Shout out to Ava, Aaron, and Aria. This is your daddy saying hello. Anyway. Yeah.
And fighting for your life.
Yes. Yes.
He's the priest of the home, and you fight for your family.
That's right. That's right. And you want to leave a legacy.
Yes.
And one of the things that my desire is to do is to show my children that not only am I walking, my wife and I walking this walk of faith in front of them before their eyes and training them and teaching them in those things, but I also want to teach them not to quit when things get difficult.
Right, right.
And so I said that many years ago that I was like, God, I want to teach my children how to walk by faith. I want to teach my children how to be, overcomers. Okay. And God is like, okay, well, we're going to see how you walk this thing out.
That's why you went through what you went through. You called out your own, your battle, but your own circumstances.
Yeah.
He wanted to see you stand. Mm-hmm. Do you really mean what you said?
Correct.
You know, and we call out our own trials, mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. with our own mouth, mm-hmm. not even realizing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right.
So you want to see
how, yep.
how to teach your children and hang on to faith.
Yes,
right?
And so what better way? It's like recently we went and got the movie The Karate Kid.
Okay,
love The Karate Kid. Love
do you?
Yeah. Oh man, the first the hands off, wax on, wax off. So we rented those movies, and it was really interesting because I was watching my children, how they were responding. Cause you know, Daniel-san wanted to learn how to be a master, like whatever you call it, good in karate. Right.
Okay, right.
But there was that process. And so he goes to Mr. Miyagi and he's like, teach me, you know, what I've seen you do. And Mr. Mm-hmm. Miyagi backs all the way up.
Right.
Now, Daniel sees that he believes in Mr. Miyagi. He believes that he can be this expert fighter, right?
Right, right.
He believes in himself that he can do that. But because he doesn't understand the process, Mr. Miyagi takes him back and he starts doing some of those simple things of wax on, wax off.
Right.
And so sometimes, Linda, what I have learned, and this is why it's so important, what you fill your mind up with on a daily basis, what you watch and what you listen to on a daily basis. Sometimes we can be in the process of something, in the process being developed, mm-hmm. and get discouraged because maybe we don't see things happening as quickly as we would like them to.
Right.
And so we give up. And Daniel-san got frustrated with Mr. Miyagi, thought that it was all about just him, you know, building fences and all of these different things. But then he learned, and Mr. Miyagi showed him, no, I'm teaching you certain things. So, it's important not to give up in the middle of your dream. And I don't care how hard it may be. Mm. I don't care how hard it may be. I don't care if you don't have any money.
Right.
I did bring a quote today that I wanted to share. Okay.
Good.
If I just share it.
That's fine.
Grit, desire, and discipline are free, and the only equipment you need to just to start just about any endeavor you set out to do. I was reading a book by Michael Strahan called Wake Up Happy. And it's a fantastic book about Michael Strahan is an ex-football player, for those of you who may not know. He's got a really good book. It was actually at Meijer's for only $5. So I had to get it because I figured he's an NFL champion. Maybe he can teach me something, or maybe I can learn about maybe some principles in his life. And so his, and he's gone through some things as well. And so the reason why I shared that quote is that it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter how difficult things may be. It may, it, you know, it you may not have any money, but it says right here, grit, desire, and discipline are free. Nobody can stop you from having grit, desire, and discipline.
That's true.
Grit, desire, and discipline. So that's really where I had to go when it comes to wanting to quit. I thought it would, I mean, when I was in the middle of it, I said, you know what, let's just shut the business down. I'll go get another job. And when my wife was like, no, babe, let's not shut the business down. Now, we had to do some things. I did go and find a part-time job during that season, but we kept our business open. And we had no money. No money to start the business back up. I had about $70,000 of my own capital to start the business, but we had no money when everything, you know, fell to pieces. But grit, desire, and discipline, and having a vision that this is not the end, that I didn't want to just stay living in my in-laws, those were some of the keys in us being able to get past. And you know, I'll say this too. We are still in pursuit. We know that there's more that God wants to do. You know, we're planning on coming out with another book really soon. We want to do it this year. So we've been working on that, and it will be kind of a sequel to that, to that book. Yes. It won't be called Just Quit. It'll be called Uncover Your Uncommon. But it's going to go into more detail about this whole process and this journey that I am on. So anyway.
Well, it's been a life journey. But I'm sure, like you said, it's not easy.
No, it's not.
But you didn't give up.
Yes.
And you had help.
Yes. Had help.
To persevere. To press harder.
Yep.
And you had reasons to press harder.
Yes.
You have a wife. You have a family. You know. And even yourself. You have you. And a lot of people don't. I think they get stuck on the fact that I'm trying to please everybody else. Like you say, I'm listening to maybe something I should not be listening to. And they have my mind. You know, and so I'm trying to please these people. And, I'm forgetting about myself. You know, I can't please those people over there who really wants me to go and do what's right. But those who want me to do what's wrong, those are the ones that are in my ear. Even more so than the ones that want to do what's right.
That's good.
I did want to read this paragraph here on page 39. Arthur Joseph Woodley, in his book, When It Really Counts, he says, doing what is right and in the best interest of yourself and your family is not always easy. Being an influencer and standing for what is right takes courage. It means that there will be some people that won't like you. But the goal is not to get everyone to like you. The goal should be to change whatever dynamics are preventing you or your organization from achieving its goals.
So good.
I thought that was so powerful.
You know what?
Those are your words.
Joe Woodley. Yeah, Joe Woodley, if you're listening, listen. We just gave you some props in your book. Miss Linda just quoted something. It's so true. You know, I think one of the things to that quote and what we were just talking about earlier, you know, why I didn't quit, even in when I wanted to, it does take courage. But one of the things that I'm learning too is understanding sometimes we want to quit too because we don't know our why. Like, why are we? You can get so bogged down with the voices, the people that are speaking in your ear, maybe negative things, even your own voice or even the voice of the enemy. But you always have to get back to, and I do a lot of self-reflection. I do a lot of self-reflection. I do that because I have to ask myself, where are some areas where I can get better? And so understanding my why did we start this business? Was it just to be able to come on a radio program and tell people, oh, I'm on the mountaintop and you want to be like me? No. You know, why did I want to, when I started thinking about it and praying about it, why did I decide not to quit in the face of adversity? Well, because there are people that I'm trying to impact. Like we said earlier, I'm trying to impact my children.
That's right.
I'm trying to leave a legacy for them. I mean, they've walked through this with me. You know, my wife and I are walking through this together.
Right.
And I knew that you never know what is in you until you've had some adversity.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what kind of person you are until you've had some adversity. It's easy when things are going swell and there's plenty of money in the bank and right. everybody's healthy. But you really don't know what you're made of until you've had some adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never experienced adversity like this. And I'm not saying that, you know, I know people, you know, all around the world. I mean, there's people in other countries that live on like 30 cents a day. So I understand that, you know, that's kind of relative. But when you're in it, you're not thinking about other people. You're thinking about, okay.
I need in my pocket, right?
correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And so you never know what's in you until you face some adversity. So one of the things that I've learned to focus on too is understanding our why. Understanding our why. Why did we get into this business?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. we do want to leave an impact. We do want to leave a legacy. And I'm just speaking for me. You know, some people say, you know what, I don't want to keep facing this. I'm going to go in a different direction. But I'm just saying for me. And I'm saying I have mentors and people who I admire who have been able to turn their lemons into lemonade.
Right.
Who have been dealt some of the same cards mm-hmm. and been able to turn their cards into a winning hand. Why can't H?
Right.
If they've been able to do it. Whether it's Oprah Winfrey or a business coach and mentor, Dr. Keith Johnson, or, you know, just many people that we can think of, you know, Tyler Perry, Abraham Lincoln, so many people that have faced adversity,
mm-hmm.
things worse than what I faced, and were able to overcome and be successful. And we talk about those people today.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, adversity.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yes.
You know, Paul in the Bible, but we still talk about these people because they did not quit. They pressed toward the mark. They pressed towards that finish line. They pressed towards that vision.
Yes.
So,
yes,
anyway.
They did. Yes, they did. But that was good. Absolutely. And the thing that you really didn't have to worry about was, did everybody like you? But you did mention earlier the perception
mm-hmm.
that you and your wife presented in mm-hmm. front of other people
mm-hmm.
and then that bothers you too. Well, they're gonna see that I didn't
yes
and that I
oh
failed.
Man
and I thought I was all this and
correct
that, and they're like you know and we wish you well you
yes
know?
Yes
and that doesn't happen
mm-hmm. yeah that's so true. You know, I have had to learn that it's really not about what other people think anymore.
True.
You know, there have been people, even as we pursued, as we stayed in the fight and kept the business open, you know, when I start talking about not quitting, not giving up, sometimes people don't like that because maybe they gave up. And my intention is not to not be liked, but my goal is to try to inspire people, to ignite the fire in people, to talk about some of the root causes as far as why we mm-hmm. quit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm reading an old book right now. It's been out for years, but it's a classic. I was just talking to a friend of mine about it. And that's Seven Habits of Highly Successful People by Stephen Covey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a phenomenal book. People who've never read it, it's a phenomenal book. But what he talks about in that book is oftentimes in our society, when it comes to illnesses, we typically will focus on acute illness. And acute illness is just kind of the pain, what you're experiencing. And so we, in our culture, we you know, doctors and physicians administer all kinds of drugs to mask the pain.
Right.
What I want to do, though, is get to the chronic illness, like the root of what's going on. Because once you begin to understand the root, where the pain is really coming from, then we can start diagnosing. And now we can start saying, okay, here are some issues that we really need to focus on so that we can get healthy, so that we can move on, so that we can accomplish what we believe God has put on the inside of us, what we believe that dream is. And so it talks about that in that book, the difference between acute pain or acute illness and chronic illness.
Right.
And it's just really, I would say that that's what we had to do. I had to really begin to examine mindsets, mindsets of defeat, voices, people who may have given me bad counsel, and I reject their counsel. And so sometimes some of those folks wouldn't like you.
True.
But just realizing that I have to be true to myself and you know, just continue to press on and go towards where I believe, you know, God was taking us. So
I kind of, from my experience, I've seen those people that sometimes we try to put ourselves in a position for them to look up to us and to hold us up high.
Yes.
That is opposition against you.
Mm-hmm.
And you become their hero.
That's
right. You know, whether people realize it or not, once you get out from around them and they see you prosper and they'll say, well, man, you know, he went on. Look at him now, you know. And they can say that and they can feel that.
Yes.
And sometimes it stirs up jealousy in other people. But
that's true.
It should be a good jealousy.
That's right. That's right. It should be. It should be
a good jealousy.
Hey, I'm celebrating,
right,
you know, what is going on in your life. What do I need to do?
Right.
And, you know, I can, that's a whole nother conversation, you know, in and of itself in certain communities, how they, you know, once you start succeeding, instead of celebrating that, it's they want to hate on it.
Right.
And I celebrate anybody who is trying to make a contribution and do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I celebrate anybody who's trying to make a contribution to our society and do it legally. And so when I see people and mentors, when they're succeeding, I'm celebrating like, okay, if they can do it, if I can learn some of the tools,
right,
the work, the effort that they put into it, then that means I can do it.
Yes, it does.
You know, and I always believe that, that God himself will give you a picture. I think about before I started walking with God, I heard men who were married, who had children and had children that respected them. I would hear them say how you have to lead your family as a man. I'm like, I can't do that. I can't do it. I cannot do what they're doing.
Right, right.
But as I began to observe them, they modeled before me what fatherhood, what manhood, what being a loving father, what it looked like. And then my thinking of, oh, I can't do that, changed into, no, I can do that.
Right.
I can do that. And now I believe I am doing it, you know, as a father or in business. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some people that God has put before me that are doing similar to what I want to do.
Right.
And so I'm studying them. I love what Dave Ramsey said. If you want to be successful, it's not that difficult. And this is successful in anything. If you want to be a successful adult.
Right.
If you want to have a successful business, if you want to have a successful family, if you want to have a successful marriage, whatever, if you want to be a successful athlete, whatever it is, it's very simple. Study successful people. And there are plenty of resources out there that we can study and see what people are doing.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? So that's another reason why, I don't know if this makes sense, but that's another reason why I've stayed in the game, because I've seen things modeled before me.
Right, right. Mentors.
Mentors. Critical.
And you know, I'm not just saying that to grill you, but also those who may be listening and they're... we have young adults that are trying to go forward, and they easily get discouraged because, like you said, it's not happening fast enough for them, and they want to retreat and go do something else instead of persevering and pushing forward. I think it's an asset to the show, mm-hmm. that you come here with the information that you have and the knowledge and the wisdom and the experience that you've mm-hmm. gone through. And like I tell people, you know, if you want to call in, if you have any questions, please call 740-383-9944. Because not all young people are going the wrong way, but I think far too many.
Far too many. I would agree.
Far too many.
I would agree.
They've already given up. They've mm-hmm. already got themselves established doing something that they should not
that
have
they shouldn't be
going
doing.
On, mm-hmm. you know. So that's why I enjoy you coming on my show and reaching out, you know.
Can I speak to that real quick?
Yes, you can.
So I want to encourage any person or young person that's listening. Oftentimes when we start going down the wrong path, it lets me know that that person doesn't know their value. Mm-hmm. And maybe the script that is here mentally, the mm-hmm. script, the, you know what a script is. It's the
like reading a book.
Correct. It's the words to a book. It's the words to a movie. It's the words to a play.
Right.
And so what has happened is a script is playing over and over in our minds. That's why I talk about, I had to begin to take inventory and yourself. Look at my mindset,
yes.
and where I had toxic thoughts. So most people, even myself included, when I was mm-hmm. going down the wrong path, we don't know our value, and we've been rehearsing a script that maybe has been said to us, mm-hmm. that maybe we say to ourselves, like, I'll never win, I could never do what they're doing,
right, right.
How could they do that? Or maybe we've had parents or guardians or people in authority look at our behavior and tell us, you know, you'll never do that, you'll never do this. But I want to challenge people today that the only way that your life is going to begin to go in a different direction is if you change the script. Mm-hmm. You've got to change. What you are rehearsing in your mind. What you are rehearsing in your mind. And a friend of mine who is a motivational speaker, he has this term, Sean Harper, he has this term that he says, flip the script. You've got to flip the script. So when I go into schools and when I talk to young people, which I love doing,
right.
I really encourage them and I begin to speak life over them.
Amen.
I begin to say, and I'm not saying that, you know, accomplishing something, if you've been, you know, I think I shared on the show, you're listening to somebody that graduated with a 1.8 grade point average from high school. I was kicked out of the second grade. Who gets kicked out of the second grade? Like, you can't come back.
Right.
I was stabbed in the elbow when I was a freshman in high school, and I was raised by my mother. It was her and I for many years, and I had a stepfather. I was taught right from wrong.
Right, right.
But I can say that unfortunately, I never had adults tell me, let me not say never. I had one coach who said some things to me.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't consistent. When this man used to tell me he believed in me.
Right.
That was Coach Etherington. This man told me that he believed in me. He would talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
He would tell me that I could do great things. And so that was for one season. And that season, mm-hmm. that basketball season, I did great things.
Okay.
But I didn't know how to flip my own script.
Right. Got
because the year after, I went back to doing what I was doing before.
Okay.
And so there's power in words. That yes, man began to believe in me. He began to speak over me. And some people might be listening. They might say, well, I don't have anybody that believes in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? What about you? Do you believe in you?
Right.
Do you believe in you? And so if you just begin, and it's a process. I know I'm saying a lot of things. There's a process to this. But if you can begin to believe and get around people and listen to things and tell yourself that you don't have to be going down this road that is toxic, that can cause you pain, that you can do great things with your life. It begins there. It begins with what do you believe?
True.
It begins with what do you believe? It's nice when we have people who believe in us and mm-hmm. tell us good things.
Right, right.
And, you know, obviously when I was a child, I didn't really have that.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got the revelation that my words are critical, it doesn't matter if somebody tells me that I'm a loser.
True.
It matters what I believe and what I begin to say in my mind.
That's true. That's true.
So changing that script, changing that script, and knowing that you have value, knowing that you have value, even I'm saying you have value.
Right.
And so when I go into schools and I talk to young people in high schools, I begin to get them to confess that I'm a winner. I begin to tell them that they can do great things with their life if they want to start that business, if they want to, you know, go to college, if they want to be, you know, being, I've been married for 14 years this October.
Amen.
That's a great thing.
Yes, it is a great thing.
Marriage is good, people.
You made it over the 5-year hump.
Yes.
Many marriages quit within the first 5 years.
Yes, yes. And so marriage is good. It's not always easy because you have two different people. But again, one of the things that I declare is that I have a healthy marriage. I have a healthy marriage. And it always begins with a thought.
Right.
Before we see actions, and I know I'm telling you what you already know.
But everybody don't know that.
That's, yes. Before we see a manifestation of our behavior, we've had a thought in our mind. We've had a thought in our mind. And I can go back to negative things that I used to do, and I can go back to positive things. I want to share this with you. This was powerful. I was looking at a picture. It came up in my feed, and it was a picture of me speaking at a pretty reputable car dealership in Columbus.
Okay.
2 years prior to me speaking to that group of leaders, I had I went and heard, his name is Dr. Dave Martin, and he is a motivational speaker. And he was speaking to this group of leaders. Now, Dr. Dave Martin is international. He's all over the place, right?
Okay.
And so he was in Columbus. He was at this seminar here in Columbus. I had met him before, and I went up to him. I was like, hey, do you remember me? He's like, yeah, I remember you. He's like, as a matter of fact, I'll be speaking over at, excuse me, such and such's business tomorrow. You should come over. And I'm like, really? You're going to be speaking in this particular, this is a pretty, it's a phenomenal dealership in Columbus. Anyway, long story short, I heard him speak, and the reason why I wanted to see him speak in that environment is because I felt like he was a picture of what I saw myself doing. Remember we say that God will give you a picture of, you know, your future?
Yeah,
that,
your vision.
Yes. He'll send people. He'll send pictures. So I said, you know what? I want to go support Dr. Dave Martin and see how he speaks. I've seen how he flows in the church. I've seen how he flows in the business realm. So I want to see how he does that, because that's very similar to what I do.
Right.
So as I saw him speaking and presenting, I told myself in my mind, I said this to my mind, nobody said this to me. I said, one day I'm going to be speaking in this, at the same auto dealership,
okay,
speaking to these leaders, because I believe I can deposit some things. I was like, I can do this.
Right.
He may be further along, and I'm glad for him, but I know I can do this as well. Do you know, 2 years later, I have pictures of when I was speaking in that, it was actually in a movie theater, and I had the opportunity to speak to some of those leaders at that auto dealership.
Right.
And it was like a reminder of saying, you know, continue to watch your words. And I was like grateful, like it was 2 years later. That's not that long.
Right.
And I have pictures of it and all those things. So, but you know what? It began with a thought.
Right.
Then I began to speak it out.
Yes.
And then it basically manifested. And again, I'm not saying just because you think it and you speak it, does that mean it's going to happen tomorrow? But part of accomplishing great things is an internal belief in yourself. And part of accomplishing great things, if you talk to any leader who has accomplished great things, they talk about the inner belief.
Oh, yes.
The inner belief. And final point on that is, part of accomplishing great things and making a contribution to our society, and great things could mean just being a faithful father.
Right.
That's a great thing.
A good friend.
Correct. Being a good friend, being a good mother, that's a great thing.
A great thing.
So I don't want the listeners to misunderstand me and think that you are traveling the world. You could do that. And if that's what you want to do, or if that's what your dream, then go for it.
Right.
But if you're going to accomplish great things, one of the things that is critical is what comes out of your mouth.
Yes, it is.
It is critical.
So critical. That's why, you know, the Lord says, you know, there's power.
That's right.
In words.
That's right.
He spoke the earth into existence.
That's right.
You know, and everything he did, he said it, what, prophecies.
That's right.
The beginning of time.
That's right.
He spoke all the way to the cross, resurrected from the dead.
Yes.
And has already spoken about revelation.
Yes.
His return.
Yes.
So all these things are already in motion and in action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I was thinking about that scripture. No weapon
formed against me. Yes.
Shall prosper.
Yes.
And every word.
That's right.
That comes up against me.
Mm-hmm.
To condemn me.
Mm-hmm.
I have the power to condemn it.
Yes.
You know, I can stop it midair.
That's right.
If it's going to hurt me.
That's right.
I don't
right.
have to receive those words.
That's right.
You know, I was thinking about that earlier. I said, wow,
that's good.
God, that's a good thought, you know.
Yes.
I don't have to receive those words that someone else is throwing darts at me, you know, with their negative thoughts and their negative words, you know.
Yes.
You're going to do this or you're going to do that. You're not this. You know, who do you think you are?
That's right. You don't have to receive it.
No, I do not.
That's right.
He has given me the power to condemn
that's
those
right.
words.
That's right.
I'm like, wow.
That's right.
Thank you for that today. That was just today.
And there's another scripture. That says death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Yes, yes.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So, you know, whether people believe these things or not, it is true.
That's true.
There are people who may not be believers in Christ.
Right.
They speak forth things. I can name off celebrities that, you know, John, I think it's not John. Who's the one comedian that does not last name Carey? Not is it John Carey, the one that makes all the funny
Jim
faces?
Carey.
Jim Carey.
Jim Carey.
You know, he sat up on a hill one day, broke, busted, and disgusted. Was sitting up on a hill one day, had no acting gigs, and would go up on this hill often. I'm not going to say every day, and he would go out and say, "One day, one of these movies, I'm going to be in a movie, and I'm going to earn this amount of money."
Wow. Wow.
I believe it was $15 million is what he was saying.
Oh, he put it into action.
And he spoke it. So these principles, it's a law. It's a law. And whether you believe it or not, these are laws and principles that are that have been there from the very foundation.
Yes,
you went back to God speaking, you know, the earth into the into creation.
Yes.
So again, when I study, when I look at people who I admire and mentors, their confessions are critical.
Yes, they are.
Doesn't mean just because you confess it, it means it's going to happen. But that is part of the ingredients to seeing what you believe happen is what you're speaking over your life.
True.
Even in the midst of when somebody's saying you won't be this or you may be, you know, being negative when they're saying you're going to be just like your daddy or, you know
right.
what I'm saying? You don't have to receive that stuff. Just
no,
because they say it doesn't
no,
mean.
You don't. God's giving you the
He's
power.
Given us
Knock
the authority. That's
down.
Right. That's right.
I'm down.
That's right.
So thank you for that, Lord. I'm going to ride with that today.
And you know, and you've heard this before too, and this some people may have heard this, that, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words don't hurt. Come on now.
I used to say it all the time.
Yes, when I was a
all
kid, I said
time.
It. And I got it. I get it. You know, they're talking about the physical, but words are just as damaging.
Yes, they are. Sometimes more so because you rehearse
yes.
them. Like you said, you rehearse
You rehearse them.
In your mind.
Correct. You're correct. And so
but if somebody hits you, that you know, that's over.
Yeah, it can heal up quick.
Right, right.
But what's planted when somebody speaks something negative,
that's true.
That thing gets planted and people will meditate on that and that thing will, you know, produce a crop in our mind.
Yes, it will.
And it can affect a person the rest of their lives.
Yes, it can.
People that I've ministered to in the prisons. You know, oftentimes some of those men have not had anyone come and speak life over them.
Right.
And
right.
so, you know, we end up seeing, you know, guys end up making bad choices. So anyway,
right.
words are critical.
Yes, they are.
And it
critical.
Begins right up here with your thoughts. So
yes, it does. Yes, it does. I thank God for giving us a mouth that we can speak.
Amen.
Things into our existence. And,
yes.
And even our loved ones and our families.
Mm-hmm.
Because, what would we do if we had to live like someone else always speaking over us and we didn't have the power
yes.
to uplift our own selves
yes.
and have faith in ourselves
yes.
because God is on our side too.
That's right.
You know, But you know what? We are out of time.
Oh.
Ain't you good? It was getting good.
Yes, good stuff. Good stuff.
Thank you once again. And hopefully you can keep your appointment the second Saturday of August. And I'm going to try
Second Tuesday. Yes.
That's right.
I will be here.
August. And those of you who were listening, thank you for listening and to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Until next time, be blessed. Hope you enjoyed the show.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla.
And so I don't know. That's why it was successful, but it was successful. So
you're the only